Every Thursday, we head over to Ivy Tech, and pinch hitting for the chancellor today is our great friend, the director of development, the executive director. Well, I don't want to leave that out. It's our great friend. It's Heidi Schultz. Heidi, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Doing great. How are you?
Well, I don't know. This heat. Maybe it's the heat. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's a combination of me and the heat. But thankfully, you're here to save the program, and it's not the first time.
Yeah, you know, you say you're afraid you're going to screw something up. That's how I'm living life right now. I'm like, what am I going to miss? What am I going to miss? Because there's so much going on at Ivy Tech. And otherwise, I'm going to see the Reds in person this weekend, Saturday night.
That is fantastic. Because have you been to a game this year?
Not this year.
See? That's why they're struggling. That's why they're struggling. You haven't been there. You're going to save them. You're going to save the day on that's a doubleheader Saturday, correct?
No, I think it's just one.
Just a single game? Oh, Friday's a doubleheader. That's the makeup day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope I can help them out. We'll see.
Well, I'd ask you to bring me back some Skyline, but that'll get a little, or the nachos in the helmet, but that'll get a little mushy. So,
Yeah. Too hot to keep that in the car, right?
Are you taking the whole gang?
The whole gang. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's
the
fun.
The whole gang. I have four kids that love the Reds, and we've been watching them, but with their baseball schedules, we just haven't gotten there. So this is the weekend.
We've made it to one game this year. Why? Same problems. That's it. Well, if something's not being played, something's being rescheduled, and vice versa.
That's
okay.
Right.
Well, you're going to be the good luck charm because the Reds have lost 9 of 12. That's not important. But a day at the ballpark is better than any day just about anywhere else, except doing radio with me. So you've got a full week to go on. You should have good weather, we hope. So that's exciting. And you know what else is exciting? When I talked to Chancellor Coyne last week, I had to get out the reins and try to pull him back. He was so fired up with the first week of school and those first 3 days, the pancakes flipping, the care packages put together, all the folks in the building. Give me your thoughts on what you saw on opening week and how week number two is going.
You know what? It's going great. Chancellor Coyne is fired up, but we all are, because when the students come back, there's an energy. A little more traffic, but we like campus to be busy and hopping. Students are engaged. I am still trying to get all our students to apply for scholarships. We've got over $163,000 that we can award this school year. And it's important that students have financial assistance if they need it.
Tremendously important. And I think some people will think, well, school's already started. I can still get scholarship money. How does that work, Heidi? So people listening have an idea.
Yeah. So our students, scholarship awarding is underway right now. Students can easily apply on their My Ivy account for those opportunities. And it goes without saying, we have so many donors that make those scholarships possible for our students to persist in their education. So we try to make it a really easy process, and in the spring, we always try to have the donors and the students meet at a reception together. So we rely on those donors, and we rely on those students to scoop up those opportunities because they're there for them.
Oh, it's incredible. It's already affordable, but if you can make it even more affordable on top of that affordability, well, that's why Ivy Tech can help. And these scholarship opportunities, and there's not just one or two of them. You have a litany of chances. So even if you don't know what your major is or if you're not in the nursing program, it doesn't matter, does it?
No, absolutely. We've got scholarships for all students, all different kinds of opportunities. You know, we even have a generous donor who has a scholarship on our campus for people who have been in the foster care system. So although that's really specific, that's really important that we have that opportunity. We've got another one for someone who lives in a Habitat for Humanity home. So those are specific. We've got more that are open to all kinds of students, but we really do try to help our students. People forget that the cost of going to college isn't just tuition and fees. It's living expenses, it's transportation, books, and things like that. So we really try to help our students financially in every way we can.
And Heidi Schultz is our guest this afternoon, the Executive Director of Development for the College at Ivy Tech. And you have a great emergency fund as well. And I know parents will get nervous about you know, if you have to commute a little bit or you have to leave work to go over here and do that, or you have some kids or child. There's a million different issues that can come up, but your emergency fund can really help out. Tell folks about that and how they can be a part of that if they're listening and think, well, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm so glad you remember that, Mike, because it is one of our wraparound services on campus that helps our students do what they need to do, which is go to school. And so students can experience emergencies throughout the academic year. It could be anything from a car breaking down to needing help paying for their internet bill for their online class. And as things pop up in life, we want to make sure our students are supported so that they can keep going. And so our Student Emergency Assistance Fund is there to help them through those rough patches. Students can apply for that once a semester. And again, that fund is made possible by donors. And so it's my job to make sure that fund is healthy and thriving so that when students need help, it's there for them.
And those donations can be monetary, they can be gift cards, they can be a free tire change, whatever it is, because well, you don't have time to list all the, well, that's just my week. If I went through my week, if I had to tell you the things I was doing the last 2 days, you probably have an emergency plan to help me with all of that, but that you
right?
don't have to sign up for it. It's just part of life at Ivy Tech, correct?
It is, yep. Students can apply for that emergency aid, and we have a committee that walks them through that process. And then we don't even exchange money with the students. That is a third-party process. So if you need help with your internet bill, my office will call the internet provider and take care of that bill if that's something that becomes an emergency for you. So we really do. We help students in all kinds of ways. You know, we have other wraparound services like our food pantry. No questions asked. If students need to take food home or they need a snack on campus, we have that for them. We've got a tutoring center on campus, but we have tutoring 24 hours a day. So if you are waiting till the last minute and you are doing homework at 2 a.m, we've got access for you.
That's my hand raised in the back here. Yeah, procrastinators.
It happens.
It does, but these are all the great things that just come with going to Ivy Tech. There are no hidden fees or costs or anything else. Of course, there's fees from some programs and everything, but that's up front and you see it. So these are just great ways to eliminate barriers and eliminate hurdles to get educated, to get that raise at your job or find a new job in a new field. And Heidi Schultz, the executive development director, is with us today. Raising money is it's a skill, and to find folks who believe in them, is it the mission they believe in at Ivy Tech? Is it a personal story? I know you have a little bit from every column there, but it's not reserved for it'd be great if Mark Cuban wrote you a check, but anybody can contribute, right?
That's right. And, you know, there's power in collective giving. So maybe I can only give $10 or $20 a month or a pay period. But the power of collective giving is that we can help in a big way. So donors get to choose where their money goes. It might go to our student emergency fund. It might go to a scholarship. It can go to different types of things. So donors get to choose where their donation goes. And They can feel confident, hopefully, that it's being utilized in the best way possible. It's really my job to make sure those gifts are stewarded in the right way, in the way that the donor intends. So, you know, we have wonderful friends of Ivy Tech who continue to support that mission and support our students, and we really couldn't do it without them.
That's the community part of the community college, another layer that we're not, it's not that we forget, it's just we have to remind everybody. Now, it's busy, here we are in August, but guess what? When we come back to work next week after Labor Day, campus closed on Labor Day, yes?
Yes. Closed on Labor Day.
Good. I was going to have a word with the chancellor if that was not the case. Next week, when we come back on a short week, it will be September, and you've got some amazing amazing things happening a little bit later in the month of September, but we don't want people to forget about this. You're going to have a big dedication ceremony over on campus. Tell me which department and which building. This sounds like an incredible. Well, it's not surprising if you listen to Ivy Tech with us every Thursday about the growth. Tell us all about what's going on September 23rd.
Yeah, so on September 23rd at 4 p.m., we will be dedicating our new Lee J. Marchant School of Nursing Skills Lab. And that might not sound really intriguing, but Ivy Tech is training the nurses that we all need tomorrow. And the best way to do that is give them the best training, the best experience. And one way that we're able to do that right now is with this new skills lab. And that is just allowing us to expand the space that we had across the street at our nursing building. And we brought it over to the main campus. And we have more beds, more room, which gives our nursing students more hands-on experience. So we are dedicating that space with a small ceremony. And anyone is welcome to come and see it. It's a really great space. And it will be so beneficial in training our nurses.
Well, that's a great way to kick off the final Monday of the month. Oh, no, it's not the final Monday of the month. The 30th would be the final Monday. That's a great way to kick off your week, regardless of where it ends there. And you're right, having that expansion, the programs for nursing, we know you have that. That's probably the one thing you have to be, that and the ASAP. You got to kind of have your ducks in order there. That's not walk in tomorrow and sit down. It is, but it's not going to start happening sooner or later. But we have some important dates coming up. We'll talk about as August turns into September, turns into October, for people who are registering for that program for spring of 2025. So, yes, the procrastinators are out there, but not in that one. Who helped you out with the Lee Marchant School of Nursing, that skills lab? I know you don't have a money tree out back, so you had to have some great community help there.
We do. We always have great community help. And this one is from our great friends at the IU Health Foundation. This was made possible by a generous grant with them. And, you know, they are stakeholders in our Ivy Tech students. And so it is important that we have a good relationship with IU Health. And we know that, and they know that. We are a direct pipeline for them, for nurses. And so they are kind of putting their money where their mouth is and helping us train the nurses to the best of our ability. They want their nurses ready to go. And so they are helping us do that with this skills lab. So that's our friends at IU Health Foundation. We couldn't do it without them.
Everybody has a stake in this. Everybody wants the success.
Sure.
Like you mentioned, so the hospital. We were over there this afternoon. The hospital's enormous. They have to have a million nurses there. So everybody's invested in this together. Heidi Schultz is our guest, the Executive Director of Development for Ivy Tech. And if that's not enough on that busy week of September, you have a big awards dinner in Indianapolis. I'll let you tell our listeners all about it, and some pretty important people around here helping out as well.
Yeah, this is really exciting because we are able to honor statewide two of our Bloomington's best. In Cindy Harrington is the Chief Nursing Officer for IU Health South Central Region, and she will be honored as our Distinguished Alum of the Year. She started her career at Ivy Tech and has moved up. She has worked with teams across the South Central region to uphold our healthcare standards and operational management. And so she is able to focus on patient-centered care, and she is working with all of those nurses. So we are thrilled to honor Cindy as our Distinguished Alum. She has served IU Health over 3 decades. In a range of acute care operations across several specialties. So she has many accolades to her name, and she serves on our Ivy Tech Nursing Advisory Board as well. So thrilled to honor Cindy, and we also have a chance to honor Bill C. Brown. You may know Bill. He runs the widely recognized agency of Bill C. Brown and Associates, and He is so dedicated to his family and his community. He and his wife were together for nearly 60 years, and Bill has named two scholarships on our campus for his wife, Patty Brown. We have the Patty Brown Endowed Scholarships in Elementary Education and Early Childhood Education. So Bill's one of those people that we talked about earlier that is making it possible for other students, other people to continue their education, and this is actually training teachers. So that was near and dear to his wife Patty's heart, and so he has honored Patty with those two scholarships, and he's been a great friend of Ivy Tech. He actually sold the land that is now our Ivy Tech campus. He sold that land to Bill Cook. And that's where Ivy Tech stands now. So
well, I did not know that story. That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, it's not surprising that Bill C. Brown owned a piece of land. He still has a few other parcels around town.
We are thrilled to honor him. He is 91 years old. You would never know it. Maybe I shouldn't say his age on the radio, but he is he's so dedicated to our community and is in so many ways. And so we are so thrilled that we get to honor him, and his family will be with us that night. So Bill Brown and Cindy Harrington will be honored September 27th in Indianapolis.
That is outstanding, and they should be recognized for their service and commitment to our community. And that is that's going to be a big week for you. They're not going to be squeezing any Reds games in that week, that's for sure. Sadly for the Reds, we don't have any October games probably on the schedule. I'm sorry, Reds fans. I'm sorry. It's just I hung in there, and I was hoping to make it to Labor Day for the final push, but your kids could be pitching tonight. That's how bad it is. That's how injured. They might do all right. But in October.
They might be fine.
Exactly. Let them hit it. There's defense. Don't walk, guys. Gee whiz. But fall classes will begin. What do you mean, Glass? We just opened the doors last week. Right. But again, not everybody procrastinates. So that's exciting as well. Are we still doing Tuesdays at the Tech and all that fun stuff, even though school year has started, so folks can come by and get a little tour and see what's happening?
Always, always Tuesday at the Tech. This allows prospective and new students to tour our campus, connect with our admissions counselors, discuss the resources that we talked about, and really just connect with our team. Tuesdays at the Tech are 3 to 4 p.m. The next one you can put on your calendar is September 3rd. And it's a great way to come check out Ivy Tech. Really, you can register anytime at Ivy Tech, but our fall session, session is underway that begins in October. So if you are a little late to get started this semester,
don't encourage them. Don't encourage
there's
them.
There's always time.
And that's what, again, if you don't know what you're doing, if you have a plan and all points in between, stop by, say hi, and get started. Why? You can get 8 weeks in the books. You don't have to wait semester to semester. I tell Eric Coyne this and Jenny Vaughn this all the time. It was the smartest thing ever. Why make them wait? You get distracted. Other things come up. No, just get up there and get over and do it. And the other big thing coming up at the end of September will be the Next Level Jobs Information Session. Why is that important? It helps people bump up in their pay grades, doesn't it?
Yeah. Tuesday, September 24th, you can learn about more about the Next Level Jobs program. This is a way that you can earn a tuition-free certificate that's paid for by our Workforce Ready Grant through Next Level Jobs Indiana. And, earning an Ivy Tech certificate can help you start a new job quickly in a high-demand career field. So this is a really great opportunity for people who might be interested in that. You can register, you can RSVP or send us an email so that you can get that Zoom link, or you can always get in touch with admissions to figure that out. But this is a great way to learn a little bit more about a career that maybe you have been thinking about.
Yogi Berra said 90% of life is showing up. So you have many ways to do so. Heidi, if folks would like more information, they can pick up the phone, they can dial the internet, you pick. It doesn't matter which. What are the best ways to get a hold of everybody on campus to help turn somebody's life around or make it a better place?
Yeah, just get a hold of us any way you can. You can email us. You can call, of course. Admissions number, we always know that, 812-330-6013. But you can always email us at bl-info@ivytech.edu. Any of us here on campus are excited to help prospective students. If you have questions, let us walk you through the steps. If you don't know how to apply for the scholarships we talked about, come on in. We'll do it with you. So we really want to make this a process that's easy for anyone who wants to further their education.
The Schultz family, good luck charms. Great American Ballpark coming up this weekend. We will be following intently as you bail out the Reds. They need all the help they can get.
We'll do our best, Mike.
That's all. Have a cheese coney or two for me. That's the requirement. Have a wonderful weekend. Travel safely and exciting times at the college. Heidi, always great getting caught up with you as well. Come back and say hi, please.
I would love that. Thanks so much for having us and for being such a great fan.